For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. This week, Lebanon marked the one-year anniversary of the assassination of Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Tensions are high throughout the Muslim world. Sat7's David Harter says their work in the Middle East unifies isolated believers, even in the midst of uncertainty.
Sat7 is a ministry that empowers the local Christian communities to use the power of media to tell people about Jesus and reflect the local beliefs of Christians. Certainly anybody is welcome to watch, and people do, and people are coming to know Jesus.
Next, the Romani people in Serbia have a new Christian radio program, thanks to Christian radio listeners in the United States. A weekly 30-minute program called Peace to the Roma began airing recently. The project was a result of a TWR-sponsored trip to Serbia with several Christian radio executives. That prompted Blount Communications to support the program through a radio campaign. Radios will also be distributed as part of the project. Pray that many will come to Christ as a result. And finally, the seed company's support and training of national translators in India has recently helped complete the New Testament in five key languages that didn't have scripture before. The seed company's Roy Peterson says there's a lot of hostility toward the gospel, but God is working through indigenous translators.
The pilot mechanic is the basis of our mission, yet we are also looking for IT, computer communication specialists, maintenance specialists, even somebody who would like to maybe manage one of our bigger bases.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.